Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Good afternoon. This is Paul Dedinsky. My question is, I bought some item from you. Transaction was November 28, $5.74. But on December 5th, you charged me second time for $67.32. And I don't understand why you charged me twice for the same item.
Can you provide your zip code?
15217.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just waiting on the database.
Yes, please.
And the name associated with the account?
I don't know about my account. I did not open account in your company.
What is your name?
P-A-U-L, Paul Dedinsky. D like David, E like Ellen, D like David, I like India, N like Nancy, S like Sarah, K like Kevin, Y like Year, Dedinsky.
Thank you. And can you confirm your address?
1019 Welfare Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15217.
And then finally, your email address.
My mail address is my first name, Paul, second name, Dedinsky, 1019@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm just waiting on the database.
I don't understand why you charge me twice for eating.
Well, originally you entered into the sweepstakes to win the cruise set, and the terms and conditions of that offer explain that you must cancel within 72 hours. Or you will be charged for, and you will become enrolled into the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you're also provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store.
Mister, I don't need, and I did not order a membership in your company. My question is simple. Why you charge me twice for one item?
And I just told you.
I can note you that I did not get this item. You did not send me this item.
The item, it was a sweepstakes to win the item.
Yes,
so if you win the sweepstakes, you'd be contacted and sent the item. But currently,
yes,
you have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning the item.
I win this item for $5.74. And I paid to your company this sum. Transaction was done November 28. After that, you charge me for the same item second time, December 5, $67.32. I don't understand why you charge me twice for the same item. Especially, I did not got this item.
But you were not charged. You weren't charged for the same item. The second
yes,
charge.
Yes, I don't want charge for the same item.
The second
why
charge.
Why you did charge me twice for the same item? $5.74 I won it, and after that, for 8 days, you charge me again $67.32, 2 times for one item. Would you please explain me why you charge me twice for one item I did not get?
The $5.74 payment was for an entry to enter into a sweepstakes to win the cruise set.
No.
And the terms of the offer for that sweepstakes did explain that you must cancel within 72 hours or you will be charged $67.32. And enrolled into the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you're also provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store. And also, by paying the membership fee, this will increase your odds of winning the cruise set from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 100. If you pay a second month of membership, your odds will be increased to 1 in 50. If you pay a third month of membership, your odds will be increased to 1 in 25, and then they would remain steady at 1 in 25, regardless of how many months of membership
yes.
you pay after that. And you can
yes.
cancel any time.
I understood you, but you understand me. I did not order any membership. Your suggestion was if I win, and I did it, that I will get this item for $5.74. It's not membership. It was price for this item. After that, on December 5, you charge me second time $67.32. My first question is cancel my membership that I did not order, please. It's the first. The second, why you charge me twice for the same item I did not get?
Yes, sir. I answered your question. And how can I help you today?
You can help me today. This is cancel my membership.
Okay, I'll go ahead and cancel the membership for you, and there will not be any future charges.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And second question is, why you charge me twice for the same item?
I'll tell you again. You paid the $5.74, and that entered you into a sweepstakes to win the cruise set.
No.
And the term, sir,
no.
Mr. Dudinsky,
yes.
You've asked me to explain this to you multiple times, and I have explained it at least twice now. Now you're asking me to explain it again, so I'm trying to explain it so that you can understand, because I've explained it at least twice, and you're still asking me the same question. So I'm answering the question for a third time, but as I'm answering the question, you're interrupting. I want you to understand so that way you'll be understanding and your question will be answered, and I will have it, you know, accommodated your answer to your question. So again, the terms of the offer explain that by paying the $5.74, you're entered into the sweepstakes to win the cruise set. You must cancel within 72 hours, or you will be charged the $67.32 and entered into the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you'll also be provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store. And by paying the membership fee, this will also increase your odds of winning the sweepstakes from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 100. If you pay a second month of membership, your odds will increase from 1 in 100 to 1 in 50. If you pay a third month, your odds increase from 1 in 50 to 1 in 25. And then regardless of how many months you pay after that, your odds would remain at 1 in 25, and you may cancel at any time.
Is that so?
That's it. Yes, sir. That's the reason
yes.
why you were charged.
The first, in your suggestion was that I win this item for $5.74. It was your suggestion. After that, you charged me $67.32 and did not send me item. Why? You charge me twice for one item that I did not get. I don't understand it. Explain me.
It's a sweepstakes.
Yeah, I never, ever enrolled to somebody played and pay for enrolling any money. It's not fair. You charge me twice. $5.74 and $67.32 for the same item. That's all. There is two transactions. Not about I paid for membership. Not about I paid for enrolled into something. It was very simple. It was price that item I won already. You put this item on my computer, show me, and I take question, answered it, and you told me that I won this item for $5.74. After that, you charge me. Why you charge me twice? That's all. Very simple.
Yes, sir. I have answered you of why you were charged twice.
Why?
Because when you paid the $5.74, you were entering into a sweepstakes to win
no.
the cruise set.
No, I pay $5.74 for item because I was answered your question, maybe 10 questions, and at the end of my answer, I was told, you won. You win this item for $5.74. I paid it, and you charge me second time for $68.32. It's fraud, mister. It's fraud. It's your company. It's your company in New York, Wisconsin, and I think in Wyoming. The same company, the same fraud. What are you doing? What are you doing, mister?
I've canceled your account for you, so there will not be any future charges.
Yeah, you cancel my account, and you need to send to return to me $67.32.
The $67.32 charge is a valid charge. However, as a courtesy, I can provide you with a 35% refund of the charge.
No, 35%. You did not send me item. I did not get item, but you charged me full time. That's all. It's wrong. Yes.
That charge wasn't for the item. That charge was for the membership to the online discount shopping store, as well as you being provided with a $125 voucher to purchase products from the online discount shopping store.
I don't need any voucher. Don't explain me. You charged me for the same item.
No, we did not. $67.32. You were not charged for the same item. However, I can provide you with a 50% refund in the amount of $33.66.
You charge me $67.32 for
that's
the
right.
air.
No, we charged, you were charged $67.32 for
yeah.
membership to the online discount shopping store.
I don't
store,
need your
well as,
membership. You did not suggest me buy membership. It was not in your offer. You charged me for membership that I need to buy some item from your company. I did not want to buy it, and I did not want membership, and I would like you return me $67.32. That's all.
I can provide you with a 50% refund in the amount of $33.66.
Oh, I don't need 50%. I need all the sum. Because you sold me what you sent. So tell me, you sold me membership. I did not order it. And I did not want. You tell me that I buy my membership in your company for this sum. I am not crazy. That's all. I don't want 50%. I want all the sum because I did not ask you to buy membership. I paid $5.74 because I won this item after I answered you many, many questions. That's all.
Oh, yes, sir, I understand. And we're going to be providing you with a refund of the $67.32.
Yes.
Yes, sir. You'll receive a refund of the $67.32, okay?
When?
Within about 3 to 7 business days.
I need number of transaction.
And the account is canceled and there will not be any future charges. And I'll provide you with a cancellation number.
Yes. I need number of transaction to my account for $68.32.
And I'll provide you with the cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Cancellation number?
Yes, sir.
Did not tell me anything.
No, I said I will provide you with the cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Yes, cancellation number is...
C, like Charlie.
Charlie.
263.
263. 347 837 837.
Yes, sir. That's it.
That's it. I repeat you. CH like Charlie 2630 45837. And you will send me to my credit card $67.32. Is correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Thank you very much. Have a good day and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day yourself. I'd like to thank you for calling customer service. It was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a wonderful day and very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, and tell me your name.
My name is Miles.
Miles?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have a good day, Miles.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.